Today's passage reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of 3,900 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, and countries in Africa, including Kenya, Uganda, and Congo, and in China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending our service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. When you saw a mustard seed, it will sprout, grow, and finally become a big tree. The seed of life that is sown, when you receive the Holy Spirit, will also grow to become great faith. According to how much your faith grows, the kinds of works that you can experience in this world will be different, and the heavenly dwelling place and rewards will also differ according to faith. Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 21 says, "Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, "Look, here it is," or "There it is." For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." Although you cannot see it with your eyes, the heavenly kingdom is already in you, as much as it is realized in your heart, and to the extent that we advance into it with faith. You will be filled with clear hope for it, and you will have true heaven in your heart with joy and thanks, walking with the Lord every day. But if a seed does not sprout for a long time after it has been sown, the life in the seed finally disappears, and the seed itself will decay. Likewise, even if you received the Holy Spirit and are saved, if your seed of life does not sprout for a long time and grow when sown in your heart, you might not even receive salvation. The enemy devil and Satan will give you worldly desires and doubts to take away the minimum faith with which you can receive salvation. I hope you will never let the precious seed of life given by God become extinguished in any way. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will water it and care for it just like you water and care for the seed that is sown in the ground, so that your faith will grow up to reach the full-grown stature of a big tree. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the first level of faith is the level where you just received the Holy Spirit and are saved. The second level of faith is the level at which you listen to the Word of God and try to live by it. You know, you listen to the Word of God and you know the truth, and you try to act out the truth. If you are trying to live by the Word, it means you are at the second level of faith. In the second level, they know the Word and learn that they should keep it, so they at least try to practice it. They sometimes practice the Word, but at other times they violate it and commit works of the flesh. But just as they may fall down, but stand back up and walk again, if they keep on trying to live by the Word, their faith grows. As the measure of their faith increases, they are able to practice the Word more and more. In this way, when they reach the level where they can readily practice the Word, this is the third level of faith. No matter how much you listen to the Word and know it, if you do not keep it, your faith does not grow. When you keep on trying to practice the word, you gradually come to practice them. Do this, don't do that, keep this, and throw it away. If there are 1,000 things, then finally you come to keep 500 and 600 things of them, and you come to the third level of faith. So the third level of faith is the level of faith to practice the word. At the second level, you may sometimes commit the works of the flesh, violating God's word, but at the third level, you do not commit the works of the flesh anymore. If one at the third level of faith commits a work of the flesh, that means he's backsliding in his faith. So God obviously will not be pleased. It'll make God angry. At the first or second level, if you commit sins and repent, but repent again and throw them away, there will be no walls of sin. But one at the third level of faith commits the works of flesh, then he is making a wall of sin. Why? Because he is willfully, deliberately committing sins, knowing that it is sin, and it is to crucify the Lord all over again. So that sin cannot be forgiven. So there is a wall of sin against God. So he has to tear this down, and it's not easy to tear it down. As said in the Bible, God does not give the spirit of repentance for this sin. So he makes a wall of sin, and if he keeps on sinning again and again, the wall will be thicker and stronger. So finally, he will not be able to repent at all. So he may have a serious disease, or his business might fall, or he may go bankrupt, or his family members or children will cause troubles and so on. You should be protected by God. He should be protected by God. But because God cannot protect him, the Satan begins to work, so he faces difficulties. At the third level, you do not commit the works of the flesh anymore. At the third level, you do not keep the word because of force or coercion, but you practice it voluntarily because you understand the will of God. For example, with regard to keeping the Sabbath and giving the tithes, just knowing it and understanding it are completely different. By keeping the Sabbath, we prove that our spirit belongs to God, since the action of keeping the Sabbath acknowledges the spiritual authority of God. When God's children keep the Sabbath holy, God protects them from disasters, diseases, and accidents throughout the week, and guides their souls to prosper. Also, to give the full tithe is to acknowledge the material authority of God, and is to acknowledge that all our belongings came from God. No matter how much we toil and try, if God does not give to us, we cannot harvest any fruit. Thus, all our income belongs to God, but we give to Him only one-tenth of it, and we are allowed to use the rest freely. When we give proper tithes, God protects us not to lose any of our wealth, and He promised us that He would bless us until our storehouse will overflow. But even though we hear so much and have the knowledge that our souls will prosper and diseases, disasters, and trials will leave us, many times we do not keep the Sabbath and do not give proper tithes. We can keep them when we understand it in our heart, not just with our brain. You know with your knowledge, but you can keep it only when you realize and understand it in your heart. It is a blessing to keep the whole Sabbath, and it is the way of salvation, to the way to heavenly kingdom, and it is to acknowledge the spiritual authority of God. But if you do not practice it, what is the use of it? But if you understand it in your heart, you will naturally keep it. And if you give proper tithes, God will bless, open the gate of heaven and bless you in your business, workplace, and family. And if you can believe it truly in your heart, you will obviously practice it and you will receive the blessings actually. Let me give you an example. Let's say your boss in your company tells you that if you work all night just for tonight to finish a certain work that needs to be done, and then he will give you a large bonus and promote you. He adds that if you don't want to work all night, he will give the work to somebody else, and you can just go home and rest. For people to get promoted in their workplaces, they try for so many years, and if they can get promoted just by working one whole night, who would refuse it? It's the same in spirit. If you truly understand that it is a blessing to keep the Sabbath and to give the proper tithes, you will gain the faith to practice it fully. Understanding you hear it but do not practice it because you do not realize it, understand it in your heart. And the reason why you don't understand it is because your heart is hardened, because you have hardened a heart. You may have a soft heart like a cotton, but because of your own thoughts and frameworks, you do not gain the understanding. So understanding at the second level where you don't fully understand, and at the third level is completely different. Understanding and practice of the word at the second and third level is different, since at the second level, people hear the word but do not practice it because they do not really understand in their hearts. But even if you don't really understand at the second level, you heard it and know it, so you try to practice the word. If you pray and try to act, God gives you grace from above at certain moments so you can understand from the depth of your heart. That becomes grace and strength in you, so you gain the faith in your heart. Then you can practice the word more easily. But if you see your newborn baby trying to walk for the first time, the baby can't just stand up one day and begin to walk. They first move their hands and feet, and as they increase their strength, they will start to roll their bodies over. Eventually, they begin to crawl and finally get up on their feet. In this process, they gain the strength in their legs and finally they can walk and even run. Has anybody seen a baby lying down and suddenly standing up and walking? Where they lie down first, and as they gain strength, they roll themselves over, and they move their bodies and they move their hands and feet. And if they get, when they gain more strength, they crawl on the room, on the floor. And after that, they sit down and they try to walk step by step, and they may fall, but they stand up again. They try to follow other people walking, and finally they will begin to walk. It's the same with faith. You cannot receive the grace and strength to act just by listening to the messages. You have to pray by yourself and try to act by the truth. When you do that, God looks at your heart and He gives you grace to understand His word. Your efforts will be borne out as a fruit in the strength to practice the word one by one. As you gain confidence in your faith, you will no longer feel it is difficult to practice the word. As you listen to the message, you have to keep it in your heart clearly, firmly. You should understand what first level, second level, and third level, fourth level, fifth levels of faith are. And if you are at the third level, and you should understand whether you are at the beginning of the third level or you have accomplished 70% or 80% to stand on the rock of faith. You have to see for yourself where you are at exactly so that you can improve yourself. And next week, this week and next week, I'll tell you about the third level of faith. So please check yourself correctly. So you can see, like, you are at the third level of faith, and at which point of third level you are at right now. If you are standing on the rock of faith, and through also this conference, small group leaders conference, you can understand why you are not being able to go into the spirit, the fourth level. And also, if you are at the fourth level, and you can understand why you cannot go into the fifth level, the whole spirit. So, you can find out the reasons why you cannot go into maybe from fourth level to fifth level, so that you can actually go into the fifth level. So as you gain confidence in your faith, you will no more feel it is difficult to practice the word. For those who are at the third level of faith, to practice the word, they don't feel it is hard. If you feel it is hard, it means you are at the second level. Those who are at the third level, they know God, they know the Bible, they know about heaven and hell, and they know the happiness of heaven and kingdom. So they will naturally seek the happiness. So you don't feel burdensome in your Christian life. It will only be happy. Just like you lead your ordinary everyday life, it will become a natural thing within you to lead a stable Christian life. If you are at the third level and if you keep the whole Sabbath and you give whole tithes, can you just forget to keep the Sabbath? Can you forget to eat for a whole day? So it's like a habit. It's just like your life. It's just your life. Because the visible untruths are almost removed, you don't commit the works of the flesh anymore. Now you cast off things of the flesh and the sinful natures from your heart. You cast off works of the flesh in the first level also, and in the second level you try to practice the word, and by practicing the word you come into the third level. And if you, being at the third level, commit the works of the flesh that belong to the first level, then it is to make God so angry, so it is to make a great wall of sin. So those at the third level should never do the things, works of the first level of faith. And if you do, you will you'll cause God to be angry. So you will receive a lot of disturbances from the enemy devil, and God cannot protect you anymore. Until the word is fully realized in your heart and the big roots of evil are completely pulled out, you keep on fighting the good fight with faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I said that when you try to live by the word, you will gain understanding, and when you understand, then you will practice the word easily. I clarified with an example. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." What is God's will? To rejoice always and to pray without ceasing and to give thanks in everything. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And are you keeping the will of God? If you, most of you do not practice word. This is an easy, most of you know this verse. Maybe you have some kind of calligraph or photo frame with this verse at your homes. It is actually something easy to keep, but are you actually keeping this verse? Rejoice always. Are you rejoicing always for 12 months? Haven't you made your face even once for the whole year? Or haven't you worried about anything for the whole year? If you worry about something, the joy will disappear. Did you keep all the this the will of God? And there are many of you who do not even keep this easy thing. But when I see the workers among you, some leaders among you, I see their faces are their wrinkles disappear. They have a spiritual brightness, even though they do not put on heavy makeup. Their faces change. And if you have this word of God in you, you will change like that. But if, until then, you still have, you always have struggles in your heart. Because you always struggle against your sins and sinful natures. Your faces are not so bright, but after you get rid of all those things, and if you go into spiritual dimension, spiritual level, the fourth level of faith, this verse becomes completely yours. You'll always rejoice, even in 98 and 99. Those who had this kind of faith rejoiced always, and they didn't even worry. It was the providence of God, and it would be blessings, so they didn't shake. They were not swayed by anything. They were not tempted by the devil. They only were thankful. So the third level and fourth level are different. At third level, they know this verse. They know they have to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, but sometimes they may lose their thanks and joy. Why is that? Because they still have the struggles in their heart. They try to live by the truth, but because of the sinful nature that does not allow them to do so, and because they have worries about the worldly things, they cannot rejoice always. But if you go into spirit at the fourth level, you do not worry about worldly things. When I go to overseas crusades, there are many workers around me. But you see, there are many threatening situations. According to their local law, we cannot have crusades, meetings, Christian meetings. And there are some threatening situations too. But I never worried about them. I don't worry about worldly things. Because I believe God the Almighty is with me and He helps me in everything. So I don't worry about the worldly things. Have you seen me worrying about health? My health? My family members or anything of this world, I don't worry about anything of them. So in my heart, nobody can take away the peace given by God. So I can always rejoice and I give thanks in always. If I worry about things, I worry about only the heavenly kingdom. The souls must prosper also when our members are sick. I worry about them. Also for revival of the church or for the crusades, overseas crusades, and a lot of people have to gather, and I worry about those things to give more glory to God. So I worry about those spiritual things, not with the worldly things. So the peace, God-given peace, always stays in my heart, and I am always full of thanks and joy. That's why I don't have wrinkles. That's why my skin doesn't get so old, because joy and thanks are overflowing from my heart, so I don't have wrinkles. My skin is just like that of those who are at 30, at their 30s. If you go into spirit and whole spirit, your skin will change too. Like those who are at their 30s. Also, the small wrinkles will disappear because you are happy in your heart and your heart is filled with thanks because you don't have anything to worry. You don't get angry over anything. So your face is bright and wrinkles will disappear too. So rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. If you don't understand the meaning of this expression in your heart, when you face hardships, you try to rejoice and be thankful, but it is only on the outside. In your heart, you still think, I'm facing such a difficult situation. It is not something to thank for. And how can I give thanks? You try to rejoice, but you cannot bear it anymore, and you may finally complain. But if you keep on trying to obey the word, you begin to understand the will of God from a certain moment through your prayers. Life on this earth is only momentary, even though there are hardships. I have the hope to enter into heavenly kingdom. So how thankful it is, a sinner like me was forgiven and received salvation. Also, through this human cultivation, I received chances to change myself. How happy a thing this is. God answers me if I ask with faith. Although there are hardships right now, I will receive the answer and give glory to God, so how joyful it is. Likewise, you can realize the things for which you can be thankful. In this 28-day special prayer meeting, there are many of you who are receiving blessings, and today and yesterday and Friday, I heard a lot of testimonies from you. This morning, also, a Saeram Korean traditional music mission, there's one pastor's wife. And she said, after this 28-day prayer meeting, she received a phone call from her husband's house that they bought a house for you, for her, for them. And right after the 28-day special prayer meeting, God moved her parents-in-law their heart, and they gained a house. After, also, some of them received the salaries they didn't receive for half a year, and also they're selling their houses that they have wanted to sell for a long time. Also, their salaries increased. They also get promoted, even if it's not time to be promoted. Right after, also for some people, right after 28, their 28-day special meeting, he had a contract, and and how was his situation a couple of years ago? He was in a difficult situation. Sometimes he didn't even have transportation fees. But I was always looked at him. But his faithfulness never changed when he was doing some clothes shop in Namdaemun Market. I didn't know him very well, but later, I always saw him, saw his faithfulness, and he's so faithful to God, and he always shows himself to the shepherd, and when he needs to sow, he always sows. So whatever he has sown, God is letting him harvest things one by one, and he's receiving such great blessings. Even when he was in difficulties, he was always faithful to God. So in the 28-day prayer meeting, many of you are receiving blessings if you attended them with faith and with their true heart. Also, you gain greater faith to believe that the tests and trials will go away if you give God the sacrifice of thanks according to His Word. Rejoicing and giving thanks according to God's Word is an act of light belonging to God. Tests and trials are brought to us by the enemy devil and Satan. Even if all these words are proclaimed from the altars, some of you just forget right after you hear, and you don't even try to act. Some of you are sick, and one of them always comes to the residence when I depart. But even if I pray for him all the time, I know that he is not going to be healed. But because I feel sorry, I just pray for him. But he couldn't walk before, but just through prayers he came to walk. But his faith doesn't change. His life has to change, but it doesn't. And today he came on a wheelchair. And I asked his family members, does he get angry even now? Does he still say bad words? He should change himself. He should be more sanctified. He should cast off anger. And he shouldn't give hard time to his family members. And he should go into sanctification. But it's not happening to him. He doesn't try to change. He doesn't try to live by the word. So I know it's of no use. It's useless to pray for him. God doesn't listen to sinners. So he won't listen to him. But I cannot even rebuke him. And this morning, I had to advise him, why do you not try to change? Why doesn't your faith grow at all? Why do you still curse? Why do you still get angry? If he sits somewhere in the side of the long chair in the church, people cannot even dare pass him because he gets angry at them. So God cannot protect him anymore, and now he has to sit on a wheelchair. So the tests and trials are brought to us by the enemy devil and Satan. When light comes into a dark room, the darkness has to go away. In the same way, when you truly give thanks and rejoice in your heart, the tests and trials go away by the spiritual light, and you receive blessings in reality. If you realize this fact from your heart, you can be joyful and thankful with faith, even in difficulties. Then you will experience that the tests and trials go away in reality too, by the grace and power of God. After experiencing these things, you gain more confident faith, and when you face tests next time, you can rejoice and be thankful and overcome them more easily. Even when the reality of the situation appears to be so difficult before you, if you can just understand the meaning of God's Word in your heart, you can look forward to the blessings with faith and act according to the Word. dear brothers and sisters in Christ. But though you may act according to the word on the outside, it doesn't necessarily mean you are at the third level of faith. For example, even if you do not miss any Sunday services, the level of your faith is different according to how you worship God. Some of you are elders and senior deaconesses, but you are not at the third level or higher. Even some elders and senior deaconesses, some of you are at the second level or at the first level too. It is different according to whether you really come to worship with firm faith or you come being aware of other people, or because you are afraid of facing misfortune if you do not keep the Sabbath. Even though you attend Sunday service every week, if you do not worship in spirit and in truth but doze off or fall into idle thoughts thinking, I hope the service will end quickly, I want to go back home, I want to watch an interesting TV program showing now, or I want to watch some baseball game, we cannot say you are at the third level of faith. If you attend worship service in idle thoughts and dozing off, it is not to keep the proper Sabbath. Also, faith must be accompanied with deeds, and it must not change. Sometimes you give to God because you have heard that you will receive blessings when you sow, but because you don't see the blessing quickly enough in your eyes, you regret sowing before God, or you go back to the old way of life. In a revival meeting, there was a patient. He said, God, if I'm healed, I will attend the church. But he was not healed. So, he doesn't attend the church. It's been so many years. And last week, he had a traffic accident and his arm broke. I asked him, was it just a crack? But it was completely broken. So he had to have an operation with a metal bar in his arms. And his family members brought him to me. And he received my prayer. When you come to revival meeting, so many people are healed. And if you are not healed, why are you not healed? You know it. You listen to the word of God. After you hear it, you have to accept it with faith and accept God and believe in God and that Jesus Christ is your Savior and that there is a heaven and a hell. And then if you receive prayer, you'll be healed. It'll be done according to your faith as you believe. So if there are things to repent, you just repent and receive prayer. Then you'll be healed. But if you say, if you heal me, I will begin to attend church, it means he doesn't have faith. So God cannot heal him. He attended just one revival meeting, but he wasn't attending church for many years, and only after he got into traffic accident, he came to receive my prayer. As for our members, even if they get into traffic accidents, their bones are protected all the time. Sometimes you go back to the old way of life. We cannot say these people have reached the level of understanding in their hearts to be able to act by faith. Therefore, we cannot measure one's level of faith just by one or two things shown on the outside of a person. The inside is important. The inner heart is important, and God knows it. Also, you know it too. We can distinguish it through how much a particular person understands the will of God in his heart and acts upon it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when you get to the third level of faith and practice the word, you first have some conflicts in your heart. You understand the will of God and obey it, but because you still have sinful natures in you, you still have the conflict. You do not commit works of the flesh, but because the sinful nature is not completely removed, and you have fleshly thoughts, the fleshly thoughts, when you struggle against, sins, so you have conflicts. Of course, this conflict is not the kind of conflict that you have at the second level of faith, thinking, shall I practice the truth or not? You do act in the truth, but still, spiritual thoughts that try to follow the good heart and the fleshly thoughts that try to follow evil desires struggle against each other. As explained above, when you suffer from hardships at the second level of faith, you try to rejoice and be thankful, but sometimes you give out complaints, not being able to overcome the situations. But at the third level of faith, you can rejoice and give thanks even in hardships. But even at the same third level, you cannot have perfect joy and thanks 100%. If you are at the beginning of the third level, if you face some difficulties, you have fleshly thoughts like it's too hard. Then you may get discouraged and your fullness may disappear as well. But you soon hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and begin to control your heart with the truth, thinking, no, I should rejoice and give thanks. God is living, and why should I get discouraged? Also, if you cry out in prayer to more completely rejoice and give thanks and receive God's grace and strength, you will be filled with more thanks and joy. Then after you pass the middle stage of third level and get to the higher level of the third level, you don't have as many fleshly thoughts. As in Romans chapter 8, we should get rid of fleshly thoughts. It doesn't please God. It is hostile towards God, actually. So after middle stage of third level and higher level of third level, you don't have as many spiritual thoughts because your heart has changed into spirit. Even if you suddenly face a difficult situation, you will have thoughts to be joyful and thankful rather than thoughts of complaint or discouragement. Even if you may momentarily think it is difficult, you drive that thought away immediately and soon make your heart thankful and joyful. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 25 says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. The later part of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, and the rock was Christ. If you have faith to act completely according to the Word, not being shaken by tests and trials, we can say you are standing firmly on the rock of Jesus Christ. In 98 and 99, if you were not shaken at all, it means you are on the rock of faith. These people didn't receive the work of Satan. They were not tempted. They were not deceived. If anybody tried to deceive them, they cut them off. If you go over 60% of the third level, you no longer feel that it is difficult or burdensome to practice the Word. Therefore, at this level, we can say you begin to stand on the rock of faith. If you get into the 70% or 80%, you firmly stand on the rock of faith, and at this level, you practice the Word like a well-established habit. You don't forget to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do you forget to eat for the whole day? I think none of you will forget to eat. So every time, you always eat. Or you breathe. And you will never forget to breathe because you will die. You'll automatically breathe. It's the same with prayer. If you don't pray, your spirit dies, so automatically you have to pray. So Our Lord also habitually prayed on the Mount of Olives, kneeling down without ceasing, and He is telling us to pray without ceasing. If you cease to pray, your spirit dies, because your spirit doesn't breathe, just like you will die if you don't breathe. So that brings about tests and trials, and finally you become a prey of Satan. So the practice in the Word, like a well-established habit. Furthermore, if you can rejoice and give thanks immediately in any kind of circumstances without any fleshly thoughts, you step into the level of spiritual faith. This is the fourth level of faith. Let's say one of your colleagues slapped you. You were slapped. Then how does your heart move? It'll be different according to your measure of faith. Our Lord says, if somebody strikes you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. If somebody forces you to go with him 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. If somebody asks you for your tunic, give him your cloak also. And if you are standing on the rock of faith, or 70% or 80% of the third level, if somebody slaps you, you remember that word, and you try to act that way, but you will automatically, and let's say you are stronger than him, and if you stroke him back, no, you won't strike him back, but in your heart, automatically, you have spiritual thoughts. Why did he slap me? Does he have any misunderstanding, or did I do something wrong? Is there any misunderstanding? And you automatically try to understand the other person and try to find out the misunderstanding. And only because you were slapped for no reason, you don't strike him back. That is the act of those at first level of faith. And also, if you are slapped, if you think, why does he slap me? And if anger comes out from your heart, you can control immediately with the word of God. I shouldn't do this. And you try to understand the situation, why it happened that way, and you try to serve the other. This is the act of those at their who are standing on the rock of faith, 70 or 80% of the third level. And you can check yourself listening to this kind of message. If somebody slaps you, will you get angry? If you get angry and cannot control yourself, you are still at the beginning of the third level. So all these things, if you can live by the word and truth automatically in all those things, that means you are in the fourth level. Let me give you another example. Let us say one of your colleagues in your workplace is acting so rudely to you, or he is trying to hand over the work to you that he should do. In this kind of situation, one at the second level of faith will feel offended or have bad feelings. He will try to control his bad feelings and serve the other, but he still has complaints in his heart. You think, he is such a rude man. He can do the work himself, and why does he try to put it on me to do it? Do I look that foolish? And you have discomfort in your heart, and when you cannot bear with it anymore, you may get angry with him openly. If you openly get angry, that means you are at the first or second level. But if you control yourself without getting angry openly, if you have the anger in your heart, if you have anger in you, and if you don't try to understand the other person, you are still at the second level. But at the third level, you do not break the peace that way. You try to think in a good way, thinking, He is not being rude. He is actually trying to be nice. He must have some reason that he cannot do the work himself. And you serve him as he wants. But at the beginning stage of the third level, because the truth is not completely cultivated in your heart, you may have ill feelings for a moment. But even if those uncomfortable thoughts come into your mind, you say no to them and change your mind to think in a good way and have a good heart. But if you stand on the rock in the third level, even if you may have an uncomfortable thought for a moment, you can change it into spiritual thought immediately, and you can serve the other person with a peaceful mind. Let's say you have an order, a boss and your man, and the lower person should obviously serve his boss. But if he has any ill feelings against his boss, and if his face changes and if he speaks words of complaints or anger to his boss, if he speaks rudely, then it means he is at the first level of faith. If you can understand, if you can attend to the other one, just like decaying wheat, without even a moment of discomforting thought, it means you are a man of spirit being at the fourth level of faith. Isn't it easy to become a man of spirit? To have the heart of the Lord, to have the heart of the prophets. I'm not saying the Lord and the prophets were at the fourth level. Of course, our Lord is a perfect man. It was the case with Moses. Even if Daniel went to the lion's den, he didn't use his authority to kill those who were trying to kill him. He was just thrown into the lion's den. Same with his three friends. They didn't compromise with the world. They only were standing on the rock of faith. Their faith didn't shake. So that's what the men of God do. They keep the word and they live in the light without any form of evil. And why is it difficult? What is so difficult about it? If you have been a Christian for 5 years or 10 years, it should be so easy, but you are not just doing it because of your thoughts, because of your frameworks, because you do not, because yourself does not die. You're staying at the same level. After you grow up to some extent, you cannot go up anymore. You have to break yourself. But because you do not break yourself, you stay at the same place. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4, it tells the believers, "You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin." They struggle against sin, but what is the will of God is to struggle against them to the point of shedding blood. That's how you can be loved by God. If you struggle against them to the point of shedding blood, and if you keep on doing it, finally, you will go into fourth level, and the blessing that you will receive after you go into spirit are recorded in the Bible. You will receive blessings whether you come in or go out. You will lend but not borrow. You will become the head but not the tail. And whatever you ask for in prayer, you will receive the answer. And God will say, "My dear children." with the word fear. And the evil one cannot even touch you, because God protects you with the heavenly host and angels and fiery wall of the Holy Spirit and He is blazing eyes. The evil one cannot even touch you. So no disease will come on you. Even if you do make a mistake, and you'll still be protected. If you make a big mistake, God will rather keep you and protect you. Even if you get into traffic accident, even if the car is scraped down, you are protected. Even though you have not come into spirit, then if you come into spirit completely, you'll be protected 100%, even if you make a mistake. So, there's nothing to worry about in this world. So you will always be joyful, and you will give thanks in all things, and you will always pray. And that verse, that easy verse, will finally be realized in you. And this is the fourth level of faith, those who have gone into spirit. So you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. This is the case when you generally know the word and love God, so you have already cast off the works of the flesh that are shown as action, but you are not casting off sins from your heart. You have come into the third level of faith. But since then, the growth of your faith became slower. So even after a long time, you still are not standing on the rock of faith, and you are not going into spirit. For example, if you judge somebody's action, you can soon realize your wrongdoing by reflecting yourself in the Word of God. Then you repent, saying, "Oh, I judged him. Father, please forgive me." But even if you turn at that moment, because you have not pulled out the sinful nature of judging and condemning, you will judge again next time in the same situation. Then you realize again and repent again. And judging and slandering is such a great sin. The only judge is God. And you become the judge, and you judge other people. And still, you usually judge other people. It is the act of worldly people who do not fear God. If you believe in God, you should never do that. Your judgment may be right, but most of them are not right, and you also condemn others, so how great sin this is. You stay at the level of repeatedly repenting again and again without actually pulling out the sinful nature in your heart, so your level of faith does not increase. For your faith to constantly grow, you should not just keep on repenting, but you have to struggle against sins even to the point of shedding your blood so that you will cast them off completely. Until God calls your spirit, and until the Lord comes back to take us, you have to cast the sins off quickly so that we'll become children who are pleasing in God's sight. Until when will you struggle against sins? We should be always thankful and joyful in our Christian life. Just imagine, if you don't have any sinful nature in you, and if you have the heart of the Lord, then how happy you'll be. You will not condemn anybody, you will not judge anybody, you will not hate anybody. Even if somebody hates you, you'll still love them. So how happy you'll be. So joy will never cease in your heart. Your heart will be overflowing with thanks, and you won't have to worry about anything of this world. You leave everything to God, and God takes the responsibility, and He will take care of you on health, on wealth, on your business, on your workplace, on your family members. He will protect you, so you believe it, so you'll have no worries about any of those, so you'll be filled with thanks and joy. How happy I think this is. To do this, when you find out the sinful natures in you, you shouldn't just suppress them or set them aside. But you have to deeply mourn in your heart and ask for God's grace. You have to realize how filthy the sin and evil in your heart are, and offer up prayer to tear your heart with all your life, so that you will receive the power to pull out even the great roots of sin. You should sometimes fast, pray all night, offer up vowed prayers, and give wholehearted offerings to God to receive God's strength. Through your efforts like this, God's grace and power and the help of the Holy Spirit will come down on you, and finally your sinful natures will be cast off from your heart one by one. They cannot be cast off just by repenting again and again. You have to cast them off with your true heart and truthful acts to cast off even sins deep in your heart. When you finally have sanctified heart, your life will go into a completely different dimension. I always tell you, if you're going to the level of sanctification, God is with you. He intervenes in your life all the time. Oh, I don't want to be intervened in my life. It's not bad intervention. God intervenes in only good ways. If the east is good way, but if you're going to the west, God intervenes and directs you to the east. So if you are, you may you may trip on the rock, and He intervenes, and He protects you, and He guides you to go around the rock. And they are all good interventions. If you don't like them, if you don't like it, God, it means you are at the second or third level, so He won't intervene as much. And He will bless you with health and with wealth, and no disease or disasters will come on you. Even if you have trials, it is within the providence of God, so that will lead you to blessing for sure. And then your faith will grow up by one level. And when you pass the trial, He will bless you, and your faith grows up another step. And that is the a process of your faith growing up. But it doesn't always happen. And when you have the faith to pass the trial, pass the test, He allows you a trial, and you pass it, and the enemy devil cannot say anything about it, so God blesses you. So you'll be filled with joy and thanks and happiness and hope of New Jerusalem, and you'll have the confidence, so you'll just you'll be so happy and thankful in your Christian life, and you have peace. And whatever you think, see, and hear will be according to the truth. So you'll be just so, you'll be happy. Even your family members will change. Even the children who have gone astray, they will come back. And the family will be living in the light too. So you'll be truly happy only when your family members have no problem. So He will change your family members too. You'll be moved from the fleshly dimension into the spiritual dimension, so that all the problems will turn into prosperity, and you will always experience God's works, turning impossible things into possible things. You will enjoy to the full extent the authority as children of God who is Almighty. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will long for this spiritual level earnestly, cast off sins quickly, and have sanctified heart, so that you will reach the full measure of faith. Let us pray, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, we give you thanks and glory. Let this message become life and strength, and let us understand clearly the levels of faith, so that we'll go into spiritual level. If we are at the second level, let us go up to third, and from third to fourth, and from fourth to fifth. Lord, let us give us understanding and give us realization. Let us hope for the level of spirit. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listening to the message, I hope you will check yourself correctly, understand yourself correctly, as to whether, as to at which level you are at. If you think you are standing on the rock of faith, but are you actually? It seems you are standing on the rock of faith, but sometimes you find something and you are not standing on the rock of faith actually. So you should listen to these again and again, so you have to understand clearly, and you have to understand at which level of faith you are exactly. So after that, after analyzing yourself, you should go into higher levels, and also you should teach others correctly about the measure of faith, so that you can all increase your faith. In this small group leaders conference, you will hear, you will have a chance to realize yourself. And those who are in the spirit, they will be able to go into whole spirit. Since I was a new believer, my Christian life has been so happy. Even since I was a new believer, it was happiness to go to church. You can ask people who are living around me when I was a new believer. Whenever there were revivals, I attended those meetings and listened to God's Word. And I was, whenever I had time, I went to prayer mountains and listened to the Word of God and prayed. And but today in this church, there's so much, there are so many messages, so much Word of God. But before, I wanted to listen to more of God's Word, and as I listened again and again, I realized God's will. Once I realized God's will, I was so happy. So after realizing God's will, I could do it, I could practice it. So it was my great delight to practice the will of God and to save the souls. I was just so happy to do anything for God. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, it has been the same. And your Christian life should be happy like this. If you feel burdensome about your Christian life, you know at which level you are at. You are. So you should be, if you feel burdensome, you're at the second level. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and please receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. There are prayer requests with photos from the north. I hope that God's will be accomplished in the Middle East. We will have an anniversary service. Also, we offered up 28-day special prayer meeting. So many sick people were healed, and they also, many of them want to be healed of their diseases by your prayer.
To 하나는 중국 길림성 영길시에 살고 있는 여학생입니다. 어제가 인터넷을 통해 만민교회 세계로 등록했습니다. 2005년 9월 11일 다니고 있던 가정교회에 비해서 당회장님의 사례 있는 말씀
One from China, she registered on the internet as a member.
가정교회 목사님 소개
I came to know about Manmin Church by one home church pastor. And after seeing the power of prayer, I came to write this letter. My father's leg was decaying, and he already has the disease in both legs. He gave up on it. And he drank alcohol to forget the pain. And I can only pray to God. Since I came to know you, senior pastor, I am writing to you and I'm so thankful about it. And I believe my father will be healed through your prayer.
And
I'm sending you my family photo.
And
my father's disease cannot be healed by medical science, but I believe you'll be healed by your prayer. So from a letter from Mr. Vicente Diaz Arce, out of 125,000 signatures needed to run for candidate, I received most part of them. And he's registering in the processes to become the presidential candidate. Let us pray. Father God, please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all internal organs, cells and nerves and tissues, lay your hands on them, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. Let them be healthy. All enemy, devil, and Satan, go away. Light, come, Father. Work for them, transcending time and space. Bless, spread churches and local sanctuaries and all churches attend their service through the satellite. And all those members who attended the service on the internet. And bless all the overseas missionaries and members and their families. And bless, lay your hands on these photos and lay your hands on them. Those who sent their photos. Like Jongsu Kim, his legs are decaying. And for salvation of his family. The decaying of legs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the decaying stop. And Father, let new flesh come out with your light. And Father, be glorified. New flesh come out. New flesh come out. Be healthy. Be complete. All germs and diseases go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Also, save her brother too. Father God also, 79-year-old son, lay your hand on him. All complications of diabetes go away, all leg pain and all pains go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healed. Let him see well. Let him hear well. All back pain and leg pain go away. Let light come. Father also, work on the presidential candidate in Peru. Father, let all the documents go well, let all processes go well. And also on December 4th, they have Peru Manmin Church establishing service. Let many people attend and Let them have a very gracious 1-year anniversary service of Peru Crusade also. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, thank you. Also, in the establishing service in China, give the preacher your Holy Spirit and inspiration. And be with all the overseas handkerchief crusades. Light come and be with them throughout the week. Father, give them spiritual and physical health and work transcending time and space. Also, answer to the desires of their heart, answer to their prayers. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them lend but not borrow. Let them become the head but not the tail. And wherever they go, let all the strongholds of the enemy devil be broken away. And protect them with your heavenly host and angels, and protect their families, workplaces, and businesses. Give them prosperity. Drive away all problems. Father, the 28-day special prayer meeting ended, and if they haven't received any answer yet, please answer to them and answer to the desires of their hearts, answer to their prayers. Let their souls be prosperous. Also, we have a small group leaders conference this week. Be with them. Be with us on the way and give us good weather too. Father, protect us in all the ways. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.